I'm going to continue tonight our discussion of the yeshiva movement as it developed in Lithuania, but we're going to move also to discuss the yeshivas that existed in the Austro-Hungarian Empire, which we'll find them to be slightly different, as you can imagine, because of the fact that they were existed in a different atmosphere and came to meet certain different needs. Volozhin, which was the main yeshiva in Lithuania, was closed in 1892 by the Russian government. There were many reasons why the Russian government did that, but the basic reason why it felt that the yeshiva had to be closed was the fact that they were convinced that as long as the yeshiva was open, there are other programs regarding assimilating, converting Jews, and the attempt to undermine the Jewish religion could not succeed, because Volozhin was literally a factory of Jewish leadership. And as long as Volozhin was open, and as long as it attracted the best minds of the Jewish people in Lithuania and White Russia, the Russian government realized the futility of its efforts. And therefore, the drastic action of closing the yeshiva was perfectly logical in the program of the Tsars to close down Jewish life in Russia as much as possible. The closing of the yeshiva in Volozhin, though, did not lead to the end of the yeshiva movement. In fact, it led to the beginning of a new era of yeshivas. There's a mythical creature that if it is one of its tentacles is chopped off, so then it renews itself and you end up with 20, 40, 60, 80 of those things. Well, the yeshivas are a little like that also. The yeshivas have a tendency to multiply, and they have a tendency to split. And the closing of Volozhin guaranteed that other yeshivas would come to replace it. The oldest yeshiva in Lithuania after Volozhin was the yeshiva in Mir. The word Mir in Russian means village. Da Mir means the village. A village in Russia meant, here a village means a very small place. But a village in Russia meant that that was already a large place. It was a place of where the peasants gathered. It had a permanent population. It was a city. And this was apparently the leading village in the area of Lithuania and White Russia. And it had a very famous Russian yeshiva who lived and were the rabbonim in the town for many years. And Mir took a leading role even during the time that Volozhin was open. But after Volozhin, from the 1890s onwards, Mir became one of the foremost yeshivas in the world, and it remains so today. Today, as you know, it is split into two branches, one in Jerusalem and one here in Brooklyn. And the Rav and the Rosh Yeshiva of Mir, again, you had the same pattern that you had in Volozhin. They were one and the same person, and the yeshiva grew. Before the Second World War, it was probably the largest of the yeshivas in that part of the world. Also, there arose a number of other yeshivas. One famous yeshiva was in Telz. Telz was a large is relative, but it was a large community in Lithuania near the Prussian border, and it was a county seat. It was an important community. And one of the great Talmidim of Volozhin, Rabbi Eliezer Gordon, founded the yeshiva in the 1870s.